Unit 8. Zero Waste Facilities. Speaker 1.
What do you get when you combine clever marketing, a cute shop, delicious and beautiful food, and eliminate the packaging? A genius idea we wish we had thought of first. Unpackaged is a boutique grocery shop in London that works like the bulk food section of your local store, relying on you, the customer, to bring in your own packaging as a way to eliminate waste. You can bring your own reusable containers like bags, bottles, jars, etc. to fill up on the items you want. If you happen to forget a bag, the store has extra reusable bags for you to borrow. The store sells everything from nuts, flour, sugar, beans, herbs and spices to oils, vinegars, produce, cheese, bread and even wine. With strict eco policies on where they source their food from, Unpackaged is one of the most environmentally friendly grocery stores we've seen. All of their wares are either certified organic or from a known and trusted source that engages in sustainable practices. Additionally, they source fair trade goods and never buy anything that was air freighted, giving preference to local suppliers. Started by Catherine Conway in 2006, Unpackaged was a small market store that became so popular that Conway decided to open up a full-fledged shop. The store sells almost all their goods out of bulk bins, and the packaged items they do carry are minimal and easily recyclable. The product range is certainly not as big as in most grocery stores, and Unpackaged doesn't carry multiple brands of one item. In fact, the store doesn't carry many well-known brands, except for the wines. Why Unpackaged? Three reasons. First, it's cheaper to buy and sell things in bulk, since the extra cost of packaging isn't passed on to you. Second, packaging is a waste of resources and time and requires extra fuel to transport that weight. Finally, packaging is really just trash and causes pollution because it is so often sent to the landfill.
Speaker 2. Here in Brighton, Silo was founded out of a desire to innovate the food industry while demonstrating respect. Respect for the environment, respect for the way our food is generated, and respect for the nourishment we give to our bodies. That is what we want to pass on to the guests at our restaurant. It's a mindset. Our furniture here at Silo is created from a design to reuse. We choose upcycling before recycling. Our furniture is made from materials that would otherwise have been wasted. We have plates formed from plastic bags, tables made from industrial floor tiles, workbenches made from filing cabinet frames, and yes, we use jam jars for glasses. To achieve zero waste, all products that are delivered to us come in reusable crates, jerry cans, pails, or containers. All that isn't consumed by our customers, or us, is fed into our aerobic digester, which can generate up to 60 kilograms of compost in just 24 hours. As our use for it is so minimal due to the way our menu is conceived, we offer this service to our neighbors, both residential and commercial, and that way we can share the benefits of waste reduction across our local community. We choose to work this way in order to deliver a highly acclaimed menu, fantastic coffee, beautifully baked breads and pastries. We want to demonstrate that a truly sustainable food business is both financially and ethically sustainable. That way, we can encourage the growth of other waste-free businesses through collaboration, but also simply by demonstrating that it is possible and it works. Speaker 3.
For us, going zero waste is not only environmentally friendly, but also economical. We have implemented several practices around the office to limit the amount of waste to almost zero, and also reduce the operating costs. Here at Irvine Inc., we've established ground rules that every employee needs to sign and adhere to. One of the best ways to deal with waste is to not produce it. It's as simple as that. Especially in an office, there's so much paper thrown away. We've decided to keep files in the computer instead of in file cabinets. Employees can review documents on touchscreens and have pens to make adjustments and comments in a digital way. So printing is not necessary. We only print selected documents, and we do that only on recycled paper. Additionally, we have quite a handy guy at the office, Steve. He came up with the idea to refill toner cartridges. A second step is that we got rid of our vending machine. No coffee, no chocolate bars, no chips, nothing. Our employees bring lunch to work in reusable containers. They bring their own tea or coffee mug. As a company, we've also bought reusable containers, and we have partnerships with two restaurants. So if we order there, they have our containers, and we don't have to have the food delivered in disposable ones. All in all, it feels good to do something for our environment. And although it was a bit hard at the beginning, it really pays off.